Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Gil Duco bringing you an Easter message about the enduring joy and hope of Easter. The week after Easter is often a downer. After the family celebrations, Easter egg hunts, and other enjoyable Easter events are over and done with, it can also be a time of spiritual letdown for Christians after the inspiring Holy Week and Easter services are past. This year, our letdown has been magnified, not only by the cancellation of public and family events, but especially because we had no opportunity to gather at church for the uplifting Holy Week and Easter services. There was no opportunity on Good Friday to sit in somber silence beneath the cross of Jesus. On Easter, there was no joyous gathering at church to sing, "Jesus Christ is risen today," or to shout together, "Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah." The Sunday after Easter is often called Low Sunday, because worship attendance is typically about half of what it is on Easter. But even though we are physically separated today, we are worshiping together, as Jesus said, in spirit and in truth, as we rejoice together in the resurrection of our Lord. And we will get through this trying time together, knowing that our risen Savior is present with all of us, today and every day, filling us anew with the true joy and power and peace of Easter through God's inspired word. Listen closely to these encouraging words from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, the epistle lesson for the Sunday after Easter. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the genuineness of your faith, which is of greater worth than gold, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. In these verses, Peter shares several of God's future blessings, which give us reason to rejoice and celebrate throughout the 7-week Easter season and the whole year through. And how much we need to hear God's precious promises during this time of anxiety and uncertainty. First, Peter reminds us how much God loves us, so much that he sent his Son to die on the cross as the atoning sacrifice for all of our sin and guilt, and then raised him to life again, triumphant over the powers of darkness and despair and death. This is the heart of our enduring Easter faith. There is no dead Jesus where they laid him, only an empty tomb. That made all the difference in the world on that first Easter, and it still makes all the difference in the world today. All the difference to doubt and fears, all the difference to pain and tears, and all the difference to eternity. Secondly, we possess the enduring joy and hope of Easter, because because our new life and hope in Christ have been made certain and secure by his resurrection from the dead. When we talk about hoping for something, we usually mean that we can't be sure if it will happen. We are all hoping, I'm sure, that this virus will soon be eradicated, or at least contained, and we will be able to return to a more normal way of life. But we can't be sure when that will happen. However, when the Bible speaks about Christian hope, it is talking about a firm conviction rather than wishful thinking. As Easter Christians, we know by faith that our present life, as well as our eternal future, are secure and certain because of all that Jesus accomplished for us by his victorious death and resurrection. And so, we continue to celebrate the enduring joy and hope of Easter week after week. Because of what truly happened on that first Easter, Christ is risen. There's no doubt about it. As we learn from the gospel lesson for this Sunday, John chapter 20, verses 19 through 29, the doubts of Thomas were quickly erased on that Sunday after Easter, when he saw and touched the risen Jesus in person. But you and I are equally blessed to see Jesus with the eyes of faith. In fact, Jesus is speaking of you and me when he says to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." That is us. Thirdly, we possess the enduring joy and hope of Easter because our gracious God has in store for us his priceless inheritance, one that will never perish or spoil or fade away. Our eternal inheritance isn't based on the whims of the stock market. It is guaranteed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it is kept secure for us in heaven until that day when the angels will carry us home to live in the fullness of Christ's light and love forever. Peter uses three words of assurance about our eternal inheritance. He says, it will never perish. It can't be destroyed. As we know, much of what we have worked for and saved for can be wiped out or destroyed very quickly by the ravages of a storm or a fire or a pandemic. That's why we don't base our happiness and security on the things of this world. Rather, we find our true and lasting joy and peace in the eternal blessings that await us in heaven, treasures that are infinitely more valuable than anything we might possess on earth. Likewise, Peter says, our heavenly inheritance can never spoil or be corrupted. Everything that we possess and prize here on earth will eventually spoil or rust or turn to dust. And anyway, there comes a time when we must leave behind everything that we have accumulated in this life. You can't take it with you. What counts then and now is to know that all of our rottenness and guilty stains have been purified by the blood of Jesus, which was shed on the cross for our complete forgiveness and eternal salvation. In addition, Peter says, our eternal inheritance will never fade away. If you receive flowers for Easter, they may already have begun to fade and shed their blossoms. Those flowers remind us how quickly the beauty and pleasure due to or circumstances beyond our control, just like we are now experiencing. However, Christians possess by faith in our risen Savior a living and everlasting lasting joy and hope and peace that remain untouched by the chances and changes of life. As we sing with assurance in the beloved hymn, change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. The final key to possessing the enduring joy and hope of Easter is to see all of life from God's perspective. The story is told of a child who was standing outside a church looking at the stained glass window. She was puzzled, trying to make sense of the letters on the window, which read EVOLSIDOG. When the pastor walked by, she asked what the letters meant. The pastor told her, "You are looking at it from the wrong side." He then took her inside where the letters read, "God is love. God is love." So often, you and I look at the worries and troubles and struggles that we experience from the wrong side, from our human perspective. At times, we may well wonder, why me? Or what have I done to deserve this? Or when will this nightmare end? But we need instead, by faith, to look at all of our worries and troubling situations in life from God's eternal perspective. For He sees things not as they are now, but as they will be one day when we cross over from death to life, from earth to heaven, from time to eternity. In the meantime, Peter says, we may still have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. But through it all, we can always count on our risen Lord's all-sufficient love and strength and comfort to help us face whatever hardships and adversities may come our way. He will give us the faith and patience and courage to overcome them or to weather the storms and get through them. Till that blessed day when there will be no more viruses or fears or tears. The day when the Bible says Jesus will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body, and we will join Him in heaven. What a grand and glorious day that will be. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Now may the risen Christ fill our hearts and minds with comfort and confidence and courage day after day until that blessed day when He will welcome us home to share in His perfect joy and peace forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord with gladness.